Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Lamed Ches. We fell a little behind, so we are going to do Bava Metzia daf Lamed Zayin. We'll begin from the Mishnah. Amar Lishnayim, if somebody tells two people, Gozalti le'echad mekem mona, I stole from one of you a mona, I just don't know which one of you it was. I know I stole a mona, and I even know that it was either you or you. It was either you, Reuven, or you, Shimon. I'm just not sure which one. Oy, aviv shel echad make ifkeli mona, or he goes over to Reuven and Shimon, and he says, I can't remember whom, but it was either your father, Reuven, or your father, Shimon, that gave me a mona as a pikadon, and I owe it to you. Ve'ini yodea ezehu, noisen lozeh mona ulozeh mona. The halacha is that he has to give a mona to Reuven. He has to give a mana to Shimon in both of the cases of the Mishnah. In the case where he tells Reuven and Shimon, Gazalti le'echad mikem, or in the case where he tells Reuven and Shimon, Aviv shel echad mikem hifkid li mana, and the reason is, Shehoide mepiatzmai, because it's Oida Spaldin, which is Kimeyan Edom David. Shnayim shefkidu eitzel echad, another halacha, a similar halacha, a halacha that the Gemara is going to argue, at first glance would even seem to contradict this first halacha Mishnah. Two people gave one person a pekadon, zem mana v'zem masai. One person's pekadon was a mana, the other one was a masai, $100 versus $200. When the time came for the respective mafkidim to come and take their pekadon back, each one said that the pekadon that was 200 zuz was theirs. The Gemara is going to say that it's talking about where they gave the pekadon at the same time. So there was really some confusion over here. Zeh imishalim masayim, zeh imishalim masayim. The halachi is, say the chachamim, noisim lezeh mana ulezeh mana. Being that for sure each one of them gave a mana, we will now require the shomer to give a mana to each one of these two mafkids. The hashar and the extra mana, meaning one of them gave 200. We don't know who gave that 200. So the extra 100 zuz, we'll have to keep it around until Eliyahu Navi comes, and we'll be able to clarify for us what exactly we're supposed to do with this, meaning who is the real owner of the mana. Rabbi Yossi said that it sounds good. However, in Cain, Mahiv Sid Ramai, similar to Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi says, I agree with you, Chachamim, but Ketzad Halo Oysa Schayr B'Parasa Shal Chaveroi, I have more of a big picture issue with what you're saying. Here too, Rabbi Yossi says, I have a big picture issue with what you're saying, Chachamim. Because if so, that the halacha is that even the Ramai, the one that's lying, because for sure one of these two chevermen are lying, one person is saying Masayim, where really he's only supposed to get mana. If at the end of the day he's going to get his mana, then he didn't lose anything by lying. Him lying was only upside. It could be he would have gotten the Masayim, so in which case he would have made $100, but he stood to lose nothing. So the risk-reward ratio is very favorable. And that's something that can't be, because you're incentivizing a bad guy to want to lie. We're supposed to disincentivize the Ramai. Ella, Rabbi Yossi says, it's for that reason I have no choice but the paskin that hakol yehem munachat shiyov eliyo. That not only the extra mana is going to be yehem munachat shiyov eliyo, but the entire $300 will be yehem munachat shiyov eliyo. Like this, said Rabbi Yossi, even though the person that really gave the pekadon of Masayim Zuz is going to lose more, because he's not only losing the extra 100 Zuz, he's losing 200 Zuz, but I believe by doing this, we're minimizing the chances of this ever happening. Because now the Ramai, the liar, is disincentivized from ever doing this, because he has to understand that if he ever made such a false claim, he stands to lose his 100 Zuz. This is a smarter way to go about this. Same halacha, different seer. Somebody or two people gave kelim to a shomer. Echad yafam on one of gave a keli that was worth a mana, the other one gave a keli that was worth a thousand zuz. Zeh imer, one said yafe shali, v'zeh imer yafe shali. Each one now argues that the keli that's worth a thousand zuz is the one that they gave. So the halachi is noisen as akotan le'echem mikem. One of them gets the cheaper keli, the one that's worth a hundred zuz. Umitoicha gadol, as was pointed out yesterday, we break the more expensive kli and we take a shard that's worth mea zuz and we give it to the other mafkid, the hashar, and the difference, meaning everybody gets what's for sure theirs, it's only the balance, the part that we're not sure about, that's yehemunach. Amar Rabbi Yossi, the same argument, in kei mahifsed haramai, elo, hakol yehemunach hachiyov eliyo. So this is the third Mishnah in Perek HaMafkitz. As we saw, the first three Mishnayos here in the Perek are all Bumba Mishnayos. The first one deals with the halacha of Makna Lekvela, and by extension gets involved in the sugya of Eid of the Makna Dover Shaloi Bala Olam. The second Mishnah was a Mishnah that talked about Shoyma Shemasa L'Shoyma, and by extension got involved in the sugya of Tchilasei B'Pshia V'Soifa Ba'Oynes. This third Mishnah is the Mishnah of Mana Shlishi, and as we'll see now in the Gemara, by extension we'll touch on another one of the big sugyas in Shas, and that is the sugya of Mamon Hamutal B'Safik, the sugya of Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavarai. But before we start the Gemara, so this idea of the Mana Shlishi, Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Elio, so this is something that came up already right in the beginning of the Masechta, where the Gemara asked the Kasha, Shnai Moichsin V'Talis, each one claims it's theirs, it's Mamon Hamutal B'Safik, the halacha is the Yachloike B'Shvua. Over here, where we have a Mamon Hamutal B'Safik, the halacha is not Yachloike B'Shvua, but rather over here, the halacha is Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Elio. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why Bava Metzia Dav Beis Yachloike B'Shvua, and Bava Metzia Dav Lamed Zayin is the halacha that Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Elio? The Gemara answered the question. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there in the sugya how to exactly understand the Gemara's teretz. But the teretz is something along the lines of that the only time you say Yachloiku is when it's possible that the emes is that each one really only owns a half. So, for example, Shnai Meichs and Vitalis, where it was a Aveda, maybe they both picked it up at the same time, maybe they're Shutvim. So it's possible that half belongs to Reuven and half belongs to Shimon. Where it's possible that the MS is Yachloiku, that's when Bezdin will issue that psak. However, where it's not possible that the MS is Yachloiku, we're not just going to go ahead and say Yachloiku. By the Mana Shlishi, it's for sure not Yachloiku. One person for sure gave Masayim Zuz, the other person for sure gave a Mana. Another svara that was suggested by the Rishonim in the beginning of Shnayim Meichsim was that it could be the only time you say Yachloiku is when there's not for sure a Ramai. Meaning each person really thinks that he picked it up first. But over here where there's a Vaday Ramai, maybe over here it's for that reason that you don't say Yachloiku. We spoke out then, Reb Kivega's Kasha, why is it that if somebody finds an Aveda, two people step forward, they each give a simon, Simonim v'simonim yoniach, Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Elio. Reb Kivega was bothered that based on the Gedarim of when you say Yachloiku and when you say Yehemunach, the simonim v'simonim yoniach should be Yachloiku, it shouldn't be Yehemunach. You can refer back to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we spoke out of Teretz, for Reb Chaim Briska. Yesterday we spoke out from Rabbi Chanan, Yehemunach Ad Sheyavoy Elio. It sounds like if Elio Navi is going to come, he's going to be able to be Machriya. Why should Elio Navi be better than an Eid Echad? Eid Echad is never believed by Davish Abimamin, so we'll see more about that if we have time at the end of the Daf. But for now, just one Dover Chadosh, and that is the Rishonim Asvikasha, the Rashba brings B'Shem, the Ramban, that why isn't the case of Mana Shlishi a classic Moed B'Mikzas? Reuven goes over to a Shomer Pekodin. He says, I gave you Masayim Zuz. Shimon goes over to the Shomer Pekodin and he says, I gave you Masayim Zuz. The person tells him back, I know for sure each one of you gave me a Mana. The other money, I'm not sure. I know I got it either from you or I got it from you. Freik the Ramban, there's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael in the sugya of Moed B'Mikzas that if Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, Chamshin Yodana, I know for sure I owe you 50. The Chamshin Lo Yodana. It's Moed B'Mikzas because he was Moed on half. And even though he wasn't Koifer B'Mikzas, so he can't swear on the other Mikzas because he was never Koifer, but we say that Mitoich She'ein Yachol Yishova, Mishalim, he has to pay. So Makshem HaRishonim, why is Mana Shlishi not an example of Moed B'Mikzas? He's a Chamshin Yodana, Chamshin Lo Yodana, because he knows he got another 100 zuz from somebody, just can't remember from who. The halacha should be mitoich shnei yochel l'shava mishalim. We should obligate the shomer pekodin to give the extra 100 zuz to both Reuven and to Shimon. The Rashi brings a teretz from the Ram. The Rashi brings a teretz from the Ramban. The Rashi himself embellishes the teretz that he brings from the Ramban. But I'll just tell you one Svara that the Achronim say that's very obvious. So we learned the Gemara Moed B'Mikzas together many times. We saw it in Ksubas, we saw it in Bava Kama. It permeates the beginning of Bava Metzia. So the idea of Bava Metzia came up many times. And the Gemara puts together a whole structure for how it came about that the halacha is that a moide b'miktzah swears. It's a din da'iraisa. But the Gemara says, mipnei ma amru. Why is it that a moide b'miktzah swears? And it's related to chazaka in al demeiv, pun of b'fnei bal chayvay. But ultimately, the punchline, achlik is Rashi Tosef stuff, how exactly they learn the Gemara. But the punchline at the end of the day is shtamute kamashtamet. That we always think that the nitva really agrees. And if you put him through a lie detector, would maybe tell you that he owes the extra 100 zuz. But right now he doesn't have it. And what's the best way to fend off people that are collecting money from you? By denying it. But really, he doesn't mean to lie. Ishtamute kamashtamets. You know what we do? We put him through the lie detector. We tell him, put your money where your mouth is. Swear. If you're willing to swear, then we'll trust you. Being that we assume the person's probably not lying, there's a svar of ishtamute kamashtamet. Therefore, the shvu is going to work. So, moed b'miktzas is predicated on ishtamute kamashtamet. Say the achrayim over here, it doesn't pass ishtamute kamashtamet. Ishtamute kamashtamet is where we think the guy really knows the MS, he just doesn't have the money. This person really has no clue. And the truth is, he admits that he has to give it to someone, so he's probably going to end up giving it to one of these two mafkidim anyways. The question is, do I give it to Reuven, give it to Shimon? Does he stand to gain anything by giving it to Reuven versus Shimon, or Shimon versus Reuven? It's anyways going to be munachat sheyav yaliyah. So you don't have the svara of ishtamute kamishtamet, being that you don't have the svara of ishtamute kamishtamet. It's for that reason that you don't say shvuas moed b'miktas. The Rishonim don't say it as sharf, as we just mentioned it. This is on the achronim level. The Nesiva says this. The question is, why didn't the Rishonim say it? It would seem to be so obvious. So I am Birajba, Shem the Ramban. And again, this is some of the raid that's in Kama Koyim Lecharech. But either way, the Gemara is going to begin analyzing this Mishnah case by case. And the context is the Gemara believes that the ratio of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah is a stira. Again, the ratio of the Mishnah was when somebody goes over to two people and he says, Gozalti me'echad mekem, or one of your fathers loaned me money or gave me a pekada, so that I owe you money. I just don't remember if it's you or you. So what's the halacha? You give it to both of them. The Sefer of the Mishnah was the Mana Shlishi, where somebody was a shame pekadim for two people. He just can't remember which pekadin he got from Reuven, which pekadin he got from Shimon. And there the halacha is, according to the Chachamim, the difference is Yehemunach. According to Rabbi Yossi, everything is Yehemunach. Says the Gemara. The Reish of the Mishnah said that if somebody tells two people, I stole from one of you, I don't remember who, then what's the halacha? Noisin lezemon, lezemon, alma. You see from here, mistaken mafkidim amayim. That if I have a suffix whether I owe you money, and I have a suffix whether I owe you money, what do we do? We obligate me to pay now me suffik. And we don't say, that leave the money by the muchsik, by the cheskes mamin, and don't pay anybody. In other words, we don't say, we require this person who admitted that he owes money to one of these respective people to pay both of them. Rimini, I'll ask you a kasha, not from the general halacha of amoytzi mechaveri ol varaya, but a kasha from the Mishnah, mineu be, shayim shef kidu eitzel zeh, eitzel lecho zeh, mona vezeh mona, zeh mishalima sayim vezeh mishalima sayim, noisel vezeh mona, vezeh mona, vashay yeh mudachat shi yovel yo, that was the say for the Mishnah. So why then don't you say that Misveika mafkiya mamayna? So in the Resha, misveika mafkiya mamayna. V'loya minan oiki mamayna b'cheskes marei. And then in the Sefer, when it comes to the Mana Shlishi, where the Shema doesn't know who to give Masayim Zuz to, we don't say give each one Masayim Zuz. We say it's a Safik. Misveika loy mafkiya mamayna. Rather, yehemunach ad sheyov eliyov. Isn't it a stira Resha, the Sefer? Says the Gemara, amalei. So he told him back, pikodin agezel karamis. You're asking a stira from a halacha in the Mishnah that's talking about gzela to a halacha in the Mishnah that's talking about pikodin. It could be it's different. Gezel, the avadi sura. It could be really misafik loy mafkinim amoyna. You know why in the first case of the Mishnah, amal eshnaim gezalti echad mikem mona, the halacha is that we pay both? Because the person's admitting that he was a gazlan. Oh, you're admitting you're a gazlan. You did an avera. The Chachamim are now going to chime in, and they're going to say that even though Midai Raisa may be misfake the minimum amoyna, but we're going to give you a knas. We're going to require you to pay. But Pekodin, Layavadi Surah, but the Shemir Pekodin didn't do an Avera. He was a Shemir Pekodin. He just can't remember who he took the Pekodin from. Loikon Surah Rabbanim. So there we leave it by the Dindai Raisa. There's no reason for the Chachamim to give him a knas. But the Gemara says, that's very nice, but we have another problem. Rami Pekodin, Apekodin, Rami Gezel, Agezel. You can't tell me that the difference between the Amal Ashtayim Gazalti and the Mana Shlishi is that one's Gezel and one's Pekodin. Because although it would answer that very specific question, but there are other cases going on in the Mishnah. And I'll ask you a stira in Pekodin itself, and I'll ask you a stira in Gezel itself. So first, the Gemara says, "V'rami pekodin apikodin, v'rami gezel agezel." Pekodin, pekodin, tani reisha. The Mishnah said, "Oy, aviv shalechem ikem hifkid etzli mana ve'inyadeh ezahu noisin lezem mana ulezem mana." The reisha of the Mishnah really had two cases. The first case was where someone goes over to two people and says, "Gozalti lechem ikem." The second case was hifkid li mana. One of your fathers gave me a mana. That means the reisha of the Mishnah is also discussing a case of pikodin, and it's the same halacha. Noisin lezem mana ulezem mana, which means you can make the same diuk. Alma misveka mafkina mamoina v'loya minan oiki mamoina becheskes mari. The problem is v'remini. What's the kasha? The next case in the Mishnah, the mana shlishi shnayim shefkidu v'chule, where you have a suffix. You don't say give each one masayim zos, but rather you say yehemunachat sheyav eliyo. And both are talking about pikadoin. So you can't tell me that it's a knas derabon on the reisha. That would make sense for the first case in the reisha, but in the second case of the reisha, we're talking about pikadoin. Amar Rava, Rava said you have to therefore say a different chiluk between the reisha and the seifa. Reisha nasa kimishif kiduloi b'shnei krichas. The reisha, even though he borrowed or he was a shomer pikadoin for one person, you have to say that it would be the equivalent of somebody watching the pikadoin of two people, where he got it at two separate times. The Havalei LeMedak, he should have been more careful. He should have been more aware of who he got which respective pikadoin from. Seifa nasa kibishav kudu lebekrach echad. The seifa is like a case where he got two pikdoinos from two people, but he got it bekrach echad. He got it in one shot. The loy havalei lemedak, where you can't have such a taina on him why he doesn't know who gave the Messiah and who gave the mana, because he got it all in one lump sum. Because there's even a koich ataina where he can tell them, "Antku feichu loy kapti." So you were a makbid to separate the monies. I have to be careful. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is, in the Seifa, there's no negligence. In the Reisha, there's negligence. If I took a pekodin from either Reuven's father or Shimon's father, I can't come now and say, you know what, I don't remember who I got the pekodin from. No, you're going to give Reuven's father or Reuven, his son, a Yerush, the pekodin, you're going to give it to Shimon, because you should have known. You're supposed to know who you take a pekodin from. The case of Manashlishi is a very specific case. It's a case where you took the Messiah's from one person, the zuz from another person, and they gave it to you together. It was bekrach echad. Oh, they gave it to you together. Lo yhavali lemedak. And by the way, they weren't so careful. I have to be more careful than them. Now, there was some confusion. Mazel tov. Obviously, there was going to be confusion. It's not a tain on the shomer. It's for that reason we're not going to give him a knas and make him pay too. So really, the rule is that misveka lo yimafkinim amoino. You want to know why in the reisha, misveka mafkina mamayna, it's a knas derabanan. In the first case of the reisha, where he's a gazlin, so the gazlin has to pay because he's a gazlin. The chachamim always would cancel the gazlin. Makes perfect sense. The second case of the reisha, where somebody took up a kadr from one person, there too we're going to give you a knas. And the reason we're going to give you a knas is because we believe that you should have been a little bit more careful. Just one other lumdis that's worth speaking out. And again, we don't have time to speak it out because these sugyas are too mole v'gadish, but at least let's get a sense, a tease for what it is we're not speaking out. That is, I saw in Chidushei Reb Nachum from Nachum Pritzovitz, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, he's medayik that this sugya right here, Bava Metziah Lamed Zayin, is a sugya that deals with the halacha of Amoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. And that's something that comes up throughout Shas. Bava Kama Lamed Hei, it's the first sugya in Shar Shanaga Chasapara, Takfu Koyin, that's Bava Metziah Davav. So this is another daf where you want to put a little asterisk. Bava Metziah Daf Lamed Zayin, it discusses the halachas of Amoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. But surprisingly, says Reb Nachum, the Gemara not once mentioned or will mention the words, the magic words, Hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya. The Gemara uses very similar language. Misveka mafkinan mamoina, v'loyam rinan uki mamoina becheskas mare. Misveka loy mafkinan mamoina. It's a synonym of hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya, but it's a little unusual because the Loshna Gemara throughout Shas is hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya. Why is it, Freik Reb Nachum, that the Gemara does not mention those words of hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya? Additionally, Reb Nachum makes a subtle albeit beautiful diak in Rashi. The second Rashi in the Gemara, V'loyam Rinan. So when Rashi is saying, we don't say that we take away a person's money misafik. So if you flow through Rashi, Rashi decided right here to give us a little bit of a beer. Why? You know why? Because why should we cause this person to lose money when we're not sure? Why did Rashi need that? What exactly is Rashi coming to be Moisef? Rashi, when the Gemara discusses the basic halacha of Amoitzim Mechavei, all of Araya, never felt it necessary to add anything. There's something called Cheskes Mammon. It's very intuitive. And this Svara, Shaloi Nafsi Denu Mamoinoi, why should we make him lose money Misafik? So Nachum says a chiddush niflo. He says that this sugya is not the sugya of Amoitzim Mechavei Olav Araya. That's why it was never mentioned. That's why there's a nidin misfekim afkina mamoina misfekim loy afkina mamoina. It's not questionable. And the only other sheet that you ever have in Shas is sumchis. The moment I'm ultra the safik chelkin. But that's only when there's a drawer in the mamoina. This sugya right here is a sugya of misfekim afkina mamoina misfekim loy afkina mamoina. Why isn't it a sugya of Amoitzim Mechavei Olav Araya? So Nachum says that it could be the only time you say Amoitzim Mechavei Olav Araya is when there's a suffix, whether there's a chi of mammon or there's no chi of mammon. Does Reuven owe money or does Reuven not owe money? Does Reuven owe $100 or does he owe $50? With regards to the $50 that we're not sure, it's a suffix. Does he owe it or does he not owe it? When there's a suffix, is there a chi of mammon or is there no chi of mammon? Hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya. Zeh klal gadol b'din. Maybe it's learned out from a pasuk. Lomali cross svaru, all the lomdus and the rate of takfukai and everything that we've talked about. And certainly everything that we haven't talked about. That's the din hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya. This is a different sugya. Over here, the person for sure owes money. Omer l'shnayim gozalti le'echad mikem. It's just ve'eni yodea eza mikem. Or aviv shel echad mikem hifkid limane. It's just ve'eni yodea eza hu. There's vada yachi of mamet. The question is the chi of mammon to you, Reuven? Or is the chi of mammon to you, Shimon? Then you can't say, Hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya. Hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya, zeh klal gadol b'din. Is if you're not sure if Reuven has a chi of mammon, we can't be matal a chi of mammon now. That's where cheskes mammon comes into play. But when there's a vaday chi of mammon, and the question is, where that chi of mammon is channeled, the sugya of Hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya is N. /A. It's not applicable to this sugya. What then? Do you have to pay or not? A new svara. Misveka mafkina memoina, misveka loy mafkina memoina. Says Rashi, I'll add a little bit of spices to what misveka loy mafkina memoina is. Shalay nafsi denu memoina. Because if you're going to tell me now that if you have a soft, maybe, what if it's 10 people? So what? The person's going to have to file bankruptcy because he once took a pikadin from somebody? So the halacha for that reason is that it's a new svara of loy nafsi denu mamoina, but as it relates to the ikur sugyas of Amitz Chaveri Olav Araya, that has nothing to do with our sugya writer. Either way, so we answered the kasha pikadin apikadin, and says the Gemara, we have a kasha gezel agezel as well. But before we see the kasha gezel agezel, we have to acclimate ourselves with the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Reb Tarfon. We had it above a kama daf kuf gimel amid beis. The ikur sugi is really yevames kuf yud ches amid beis. The case is where gozal echad mechamisha. Somebody stole from one of five people. He just doesn't remember who he stole it from. So it's machlokes Reb Tarfon Rabbi Akiva how the gazan goes about being mekayim his ashava. Reb Tarfon said maniach gzeila beinayim. You put the gzeila down. Umistalik. So it's a shayla. Does it mean you literally put it down and let everybody go fight for it? You give it to Bezdin. But the words of Reb Tarfon is, Maniach gzeila beinayim umistalik. The significance of Shitas Reb Tarfon is that you don't have to go have pain now each person individually. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva says, Ad yishalim gzeila l'chol echad ve'echad. You actually have to go and you have to pay it individually to each person. So it seemed to be at first glance a machlokes Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, where someone stole from many people. He doesn't know who he stole it from. Does he have a chiv hashava to each person? Shitas Rabbi Akiva? Or maniach zeilo meinayim? Mistalik. I'll be mekayim my hashava. Maybe give it to Bezdin and let Bezdin figure it out. But there's no reason I should have to pay times five. So we have a sugya by us, a mishnah, which at first glance seems to be totally in a machlokes tanam. That is going to be the topic of the daf from here until the end. Freita gemara, viraminu, I'll ask you a kasha with regards to gezel, gozal, echem, echem, isha, if somebody stole from one of five people. He doesn't remember who he stole from. The halacha is each one of these people are saying that you stole from me. Reb Tarfon says, take the gzela, just put it down in the middle, and that's fine. Let them fight for it. Alma misfekele mafkina mamayna. Again, these magic words. So you see that when there's a suffix, there's a vadai chi of mamon. We just don't know who the chi of mamon is to. You don't say pay it times five. Just leave it there. What's the kasha? How does it stem with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, "Gozalti le'echad mikem, mana the any idea is a mikem, noisem lezem mana lezem mana." So isn't our Mishnah a stira to Shitas Reb Tarfon? Now, at first glance, you could always argue that our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, which the Gemara is going to come to a little bit later in the course of its discussion of the sugya. But right now, the Gemara is asking a kasha on Reb Tarfon. But the Gemara says, "We might have seen the Reb Tarfon." How do you know the Mishnah is Reb Tarfon? Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva, like we just said. Diktoni Allah that he might Reb Tarfon, but even l'shnayim gazalti lechem mikem mana ve'ini yedei is mikem shinoisim lezem mana lezem mana. Because Reb Tarfon himself said that even though I said that if you steal from five people and you don't know from who, just put it down and leave. But if you say gazalti lechem mikem ve'ini yedei is mikem, then you have to give to each person individually. So you see clearly that Reb Tarfon is willing to paskin the halacha of our Mishnah. So the question is, how do you understand Reb Tarfon? On the one hand, if you stole from five people, maniach manu mistalik, yet in our Mishnah, the halacha is not that way. So the Gemara says, hasam over there, the katavile. Hacha bebalot seisideshman. It's very different. Over there, Reb Tarfon was discussing mi'ikar adin, where five people come to this gazlan and say, you owe me money. He doesn't want to pay, but he understands he has to pay, so he'll do whatever his bare minimum chiyuv is. There the halacha is, says Reb Tarfon. You want to know what the bare minimum chiyuv is? Just put the money down and you can leave. Our Mishnah is talking about where the person wants to be yoytze his yidei shamayim. Oh, he wants to be yoytze his yidei shamayim. He wants to cross his T's and dot his I's. Klape shamayim? There, of course. Lots of yidei shamayim. You should certainly pay everybody. And Ekonami, I'll prove it to you. The Mishnah is very mashma that way. Diktoni shahoyde mi piyatzmai shmami not. That was the case of the Mishnah. Omer l'shnayim gazalti le'echad mikem. He was Moida, and the Mishnah gave that as the reason. What? Does the Mishnah have to talk about a case where you were Moida? And why does that seem to be the punchline? Because the Mishnah is trying to say that even if you hold like Shitas Reb Tarfon, that ordinarily, but if you're Moida, meaning you want to be Yotze, you're Yedei Shamayim, that's why you were Moida. You're a Moida Va'iz of Yerucham. You want to be Yoitza, you're Yedei Shamayim. Then the only way to do that is by giving each person a mana. Amar mar. Hasam de Katavile. The case in Yevamis, the Iker Halacha of Reb Tarfon, where someone stole from five people, doesn't remember from who. It's talking about where he doesn't want to be Yoitza, Yedei Shamayim. They're being Teve. V'alo Matay. What is the Gazan saying? Rav Yudah Merav, Halo Shoysek. He's being quiet. Masna Merav, Halo Tzaveh. So two Talmidim of Rav said over in the name of Rav, conflicting opinions. One said he's quiet, the other one said he's tzaveach. Manda amalot tzaveach, avol shtika goyda. Manda that said that Reb Tarfon only said his halacha is fi tzaveach, but if he would be quiet, he would have to actually give it to five people. Because then we would say, shtika goyda. Manda amalot shoysik. Manda that says, even if he's quiet, shtika the hacha lav goydahu. This is not called shtika goyda. Matzi yomale, he could always say, hi de shtiki l'chol chad, da mina doma hayu. Yeah, maybe, could be. Yeah, it could be you too. It's fine. You want to say the same thing. Could be I owe you money also. Shtika kaida is based on a svara. It's not a dry gzera sakosav. It's not the chukas satira. There's a svara. There's a logic behind it. The logic is that if you say that I owe you $100 and I'm quiet, okay, it sounds like you admit because otherwise you'd be tzaveich. But if there's a reason why I'm being quiet because I really don't have a clue, in that case, the shtika wouldn't be koida. Omar mar, miniach gzela beinem umistalik. The shokli lohu kulu va'azli, says the Gemara. It sounds like, again, this is in Reb Tarfon's halacha, that somebody could just take the money and leave. Didn't Reb Abba Bar Zavda say that every time there's a safik yinuach, the context was in Eilu Metzias, Rashi says, Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Heyom and Beis, where you have a suffix, if it's an Aved or if it's not Aved, did the person leave it there or did he lose it? So the halach is the Katchilu Lo Yita. So over here, Shouldn't this be similar to that, where it's l'katchila lo yitol? Rav Safra, yeah, v'yoniach. It's true. L'katchila, it's really lo yitol. Amalei Abaya l'Rava. Abaya told Rava, mi omer Rabbi Akiva, lo yizu aderech, moitziyosoy, midei avera, ad sheyishalim gzeilo l'cholchad v'chad. So till now we were discussing Shitas Rav Tarfon. Someone stole from five people, or from one of five people. He doesn't know which one. What's the halacha? Maniach, gzeilo, mideineyem, umistalik. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's not going to work. You're not mekayim your heishav gzeilo that way. You want to be mekayim your hashavas like gzeilo, you have to return it to every person, like the halacha in our Mishnah. So before we come to Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah, Abaya asked the Rava a kasha on Rabbi Akiva from a brisa somewhere else. Again, me, I'm Rabbi Akiva, lo yizuadech, moitziyosim, idei averach, yishang, zeilu, chol, chad, v'chad. Alma, you see that Rabbi Akiva holds. Misfeiko, mafkina, mamayna. Again, these words, misfeiko, mafkina, mamayna. V'loyam, rino, and we don't say, oiki, mamayna, becheskes, mare, v'ramini, I'll ask you a kasha. Nafla, bayez, olav, alimoy. A house fell on a person and his mother. So a mother and a son both died, Nebuch, in this house that collapsed. Yorshei HaBen Oimrim, and unfortunately, a court case is what came about as a result of this story, as it often does. The Yorshei HaBen come to Bezdin, and they say, Ha'ei Meser Rishayna. The mother died first. L'may Nafkimino. The son, the Yorshei HaBen, let's say the son's children, the Enoklach, come, and they say, our grandmother died first. When she died, our father yarshined her. Now that he died, we get to yarshin him. The Yorshei Ha'em Oimrim, the Yorshei Ha'em say, no, HaBen Meis Rishoy. The son died first, so that the son never yarshined their mother, so that the Yorshei HaBen cannot get the mother's Yerusha together with their father's Yerusha. So what's the halacha? Say, Eilu ve'elu moidem she'echleiku. Eilu ve'elu means Beishamai and Beisilil, who argue in a similar case. Don't argue over here. They both agree that the halacha is yachloikov. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Moide ani bezu. I am moide over here." Says Rashi. You have to see this Rashi inside to believe it. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Moide ani baze. Proceed with caution. Afal pishani mishal beshamai. Said Rabbi Akiva that even though I was mitalmidei beshamai, va'omer b'sharen afilas yachloiku, and I am ordinarily of the opinion like my whole chassidus is that in a similar case, it's yachloiku bezu ani moide lebeisilo. Over here, I, Rabbi Akiva, will be moide to beisilo shanechosav becheskosam. That taloch over here is going to be not yachloiku. Taloch is going to be that oiki memoina becheskas more. So first of all, what's the kasha? The kasha is that you have a steer in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, when I stole from one of five people, I don't know who I stole from. Give it to each one. And here, Rabbi Akiva says that where the house fell and on the son and the mother, we don't know who died first. So what's the halacha? Moida ani bezu. Even I'm moida. That halacha is not yachloiku shanachasa becheskasan. So you see that Rabbi Akiva holds, whoever's the muchzik, he's the one that keeps the money. Misfeka loy mafkina mamoina mimare. So you have a steer in Rabbi Akiva. Do you take money away from somebody misafik? Like by the gazal echad mechamisha? Or do you not take money from somebody misafik? Omar Leisi told him back, Hasam Rava tells Abaya, it's not a stira, because Shema v'shema. Over there it's Shema v'shema. Gozal echa mechamisha bari v'shema. You know when Rabbi Akiva said that you have to give each one of them? That's when each teveh is a bari. The nitva is a shema. Bari v'shema is a sugi in shas. But as it relates to this point, where the nitva is a bari, the nitva's a shema and the teveyas a bari, then we say bari v'shema bari yod if you have to give each one of the teveyas. However, in the case where the two people died and all the yarshim are coming and opining, the mother died first, the son, no one really has a clue. It's all shema v'shema. They're all saying the taina that would benefit them most. But at the end of the day, it's shema v'shema. It could be by shema v'shema. Over there, Rabbi Akiva is going to hold. Oiki mamayna becheskes mar. Befreik the Gemara v'hamas nisen unzere mishnah d'hacha. Amal shnayim gazalti lecha b'kei mona de shema v'shema. He our mishnah l'chura is a shema v'shema. Reuven went over to two people. Shimon Levi, I stole from you. Or could be I stole from you. I don't know which one. L'chura, Reuven's for sure a shema. He's the nitva. And even the nigzal or the toivea, they seem to also be a shema. Viktani, and the Mishnah said, Noisim lezem mana, ulezem mana. Now, we were very excited when we started the Gemara. We said, oh, the Mishnah's probably Rabbi Akiva. So nice. The problem is that now that you're telling me that even Rabbi Akiva didn't say his halacha by shema v'shema. So, just like it was a kash and Rav Tarfon, l'chur it's a kash from Rabbi Akiva. So, says the Gemara, as counterintuitive as it may seem, Maybe it's not Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, maybe the Mishnah is Dafka Rav Tarfon. Again, when we started the sugi, the Mishnah sounded very much like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rav Tarfon. The Gemara reconciled it. It works with Rav Tarfon. Okay, but it certainly works with Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara say, maybe not. Maybe because of that Rabbi Akiva regarding Nafal Abayas, Olav Alimai, we'll have to say the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva. Because we have information from Rabbi Akiva that when it's Shema V'Shema, Oikim Amayna B'cheskas Mare. But the Gemara says that can't work because Rav Tarfon, when he said that he agrees to the halach of our Mishnah, you know what he said? Or what the Braisa said? Moide Rav Tarfon's moide. By Mishnah, I'm gazalti lechem mekem mon of any day is in mekem. That Rav Tarfon's moide. The man moide. Who's he moide to? It's a subtle dick. But he's moide to somebody. Lav the Rabbi Kiva bar plukte. Isn't he moide to Rabbi Kiva's bar plukte? Does he see Rabbi Kiva's moide too? He holds it as halacha. How could Rabbi Kiva hold it as halacha? Shema v'shema.
Which case?
The case of our Mishnah. Yeah. Where the halach is noisin lezemana lezemana, so at first glance it's Rabbi Akiva l'shitasai. But now that you're telling me that Rabbi Akiva only said his halacha by bari v'shema, he didn't say his halacha by shema v'shema, then l'chur Rabbi Akiva can't be the Tana of the Mishnah. The problem is, Moide Rav Tarfon has to be to Rabbi Akiva, that's his bar plukta in this halacha. So you see, but the Gemara says, and we made the shema v'shema who said that the Mishnah is talking about a shema v'shema? Maybe in the Mishnah, both of the Nigzolim, also, the Toiveas are Boris, but the Gemara says no. Chada the like Tani Toivin, my son. Number one didn't say that. V'oi, Tani Rabchia, have a price for Rabchia. Zaim any idea, Zaim any idea. So that you see clearly that even though they're both Shema, you have the Halacha. And for the Gemara, if you're holding Cheshmin, the obvious answer, Ha'ikim the love of Allah says Yidei Shemaim. How did we make Rav Tarfon work with our Mishnah? Rav Tarfon really doesn't work with our Mishnah. We made it work because we said the Mishnah is talking about where you want to be Yotze Yedei Shemai, meaning the Ikar Adin. Rav Tarfon certainly holds you don't have to give each person a money. Maniach Zeila B'Beinayim, and you leave Umistalik, hit and run. Why then did the Mishnah say give it to each one? Mipnei Shahoyd Me'atzmoy, because you're a Bal Lotzes Yedei Shemai. Oh, you're a Bal Lotzes Yedei Shemayim. Could be that's Pshat Rabbi Akiva as well. Really, Rabbi Akiva holds that the halacha in this case would be Oikim Amoyne Becheskes Mar. Maybe you wouldn't even have to give anybody anything. Why? Because it's Shema v'Shema. And even Rabbi Akiva only said his halacha, where the Teveya, at the very least, is a Bari, where there's Bari v'Shema. Why then do you have to give everybody? Because again, your Bala says Yidei Shemayim. Your Bala says Yidei Shemayim. It's a different Shulchan Aruch. So there's two directions we can go with this. Now, we can take the easier route, we can take the harder route. I think it's more fun if we take the harder route. But just one ha'ara. Rashi said, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Moida ani bozeh, afal pisha ani b'shal b'shamay. Rashi was of the opinion that the great Rabbi Akiva was mitalmidei Beis Shammai. Very hard to believe. Hap Tosfos quotes a Gemara, Yevamos Tezayin Amud Aleph. We're not going to go into the Gemara now. That the Gemara there, if you remember the story with Doisa ben Horkinis, Saras Abbas, it seemed to be very clear from that Gemara. It's a long, dramatic Amud Gemara that tells the story with Rabbi Akiva's encounter with one of the Chachamim from Beis Shammai. So it seems pretty obvious that he was mitalmidei Beis Shammai. What is interesting to note is that Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, was mitalmidei Beis Shammai. The Gemara says that Taloch is never like Rabbi Eliezer. Why not? Because Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. Some Rishonim say, Tosis brings it in Shas, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti means that he was mitalmidei Beis Shammai. As a result, his halachas were put in cheder. So Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, was mitalmidei Beis Shammai. It's interesting that Rabbi Eliezer himself was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. How do I know that? It's a Mishnah in Ovis. Chamisha Talmidim Hoyer Loi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. One of them was Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis. Sam Rabbi Eliezer and Shas is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaki. That's a Gemara in Sukkot Avchav Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, Shmoinim Talmidim Hoyer Loi Le Hillel HaZakin. Godol Shebekulon was Yonis ben Azil. Kotten Shebekulon was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Akiva, a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Rabbi Eliezer is for sure mi Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is for sure mi Beis Hillel. He's a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. So I'm not exactly sure how this all works. But either way, it would seem at first glance that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether Rabbi Akiva was mi Talmidei Beis Shammai, mi Talmidei Beis Hillel. By the way, it's not my dig. The Gedolei Achronim all make this dig. They say the Hadoiris, the Beis Yosef already. He brings it from the Beis Yosef. So the bottom line is, the Achreinim made this deik in Rashi, that it would seem to be a Rashi in Shas, that Rabbi Akiva was mital midei Beis Shammai. But just one piece of ray before we conclude the daf, and that is that at the end of the daf yesterday, we spoke out Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Yehimunah chatshiyov eliyo. It sounds like, well, eliyo, Nabi's going to come. He's going to be believed to say, who has, or who is the real owner of the mana shlishi? The kasha is, why should
Eliyahu HaNavi be believed? At the end of the day, he's an Eid Echad. It's Dovah Shev HaMamon. Al Pishnai Neidem Yochum Dover. An Eid Echad not believed when it comes to Dovah Shev HaMamon. Rabbi Chanan said that L'churich B'tol in Machlekes Ran and Ritva. The Ran says Masech Teschulim that if somebody finds an Aveda and he's Machriz it, somebody steps forward, he brings an Eid Echad to support the fact that it's his, the Eid Echad is believed to give him the Aveda. The Ritva Masechtas Gittin brings B'Shem his Rebbe that he's not going to be believed. According to the Ran, you see that Eid Echad is believed to tell the Shomer HaPekadon L'Mishayach HaAveda, says Rabbi Chanan. So according to the Ran, it's very good. Because even though it's Dovah Shev HaMamon, and Eid Echad ordinarily is not believed by Dovah Shev HaMamon, but you see that when it comes to a Shomer HaPekadon, Eid Echad is believed to say who the Pekadon belongs to. So he says his Kash is a Kash according to Ritva, his Kash is not a Kash on Ran. But we spoke yesterday that the emes is this Ran is a very big Kiddush. Because the Ktsois in Shev Shmaitza Vav Gimel was Mechiyach from the Gemara in Bava Metzio, Tav Chav Chesam and Aleph, Simonim, the Simonim, the Eid Echad, the Aloch is Yoniach, who I don't believe the person that has the Eid Echad, Elamah, you see, Eid Echad is not believed by Dovah Shev HaMamon, even by Shomer HaAveda. And the Chiddush says the Shmaitza is, that even though by a Shomer HaAveda there's no Muchzik, there's no Chazaka called Masha Tachas Yadadam Arei Eul Shaloi, there's no Cheskes HaMamon, still we don't believe the Eid Echad. Meaning, you never believe in Eid Echad when it comes to Dovah Shev HaMamon. So the Kasha really working backwards is a Kasha on the Ran. How in the world could the Ran say that an Eid Echad is always believed when it comes to a Shomer Pekadon? That's why he's believed by the Shomer HaAveda. And Rabbi Chanan wants to say that's the Pshat in Yehem Unachat Sheyov Eliyahu. Eliyahu is going to believe that's an Eid Echad based on that Ran of Masech Teschulim. How did he learn the Sugya of Simonim, the Simonim, the Eid Echad? We mentioned yesterday, there's a Tshuva from Blazer Gordon. Tshuva's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer tells her where he's Meirich in this Ran and the Shev Shmaitzes Kasha, and he brings over there a teretz from the Shara Mishpat that I don't want to go through now, but the second part of that Shara Mishpat I think is relevant to some of the things that we've spoken about recently, and I think is very worth mentioning. And that is, the Shara Mishpat says that in according to the Ran, wherein Eid Echad is believed to tell the Shomer HaAveda or the Shomer HaPekadon, Lemi Shayach HaPekadon, not only would an Eid Echad be believed, but a Pasul would be believed as well. If the Eid Echad was a woman, or a relative of one of the parties, the Pasul would be believed. And it's based on the rule that Kol Makom Sheminu Chachamim, or Torah Eid Echad, they believed even a Pasul. And it's on that piece that Rav Lezer tells her has an Arichos that he absolutely vehemently disagrees with. He said that even though that is usually the rule, that whenever Eid Echad is believed, we even believe apostle, but he believes that when it comes to a case like this, not. And what's unique about this case? At the end of the day, this is a Dovah Shev HaMamon. And even though you found a way to circumvent Al Pi Shnayim Eidim Yakum Dover, so that because there's no Cheskes HaMamon, maybe you don't need to aid him, it doesn't negate the fact that it's a Dovah Shev HaMamon. It's a Dovah Shev HaMamon where there's no Cheskes HaMamon. Dovah Shev HaMamon requires a kosher. You can't have a pasul. For example, a karev. A karev is always a negei bedover. Why don't you trust a negei bedover? Because we feel that maybe he's motivated to lie. By Dovah Shev HaMamon, even if we're going to believe in Eid Echad, but at the end of the day, the svara that maybe he's lying for monetary reasons still applies. So even though we're going to believe the Eid Echad, but we're going to only believe in Eid Echad that's a kosher, we're not going to believe in Eid Echad that's a pasul. He brings many rayas, meaning he answers many kashas with this. I'll just tell you two of them very quickly. The first is the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Perakei Halacha Gimel. We know the halacha that if somebody goes over to his friend and says, you owe me $100. No, I don't. So what's the halacha? If he's made the mikvah, he swears shvur deiraisa. If he's kerif rakov, he doesn't swear shvur deiraisa. What if the teveya brings an eight echad that supports his claim? The nitva would have to swear shvur deiraisa. One of the three people that swear shvur deiraisa is shvur eid echad. If the teveya has an eight echad, I'll read through the lashon haramba. That if an eight person brings an eid echad, he has to bring shvur deiraisa. Says the Rambam Machidish that even though kol makom sheid echad moyel, even though every time an eight echad is believed, Isha upasul came me'idin, we trust the pasul as well. There's one exception. Eid echad shal shvua, she'ein mechayven shvua, ela be'edos eid kosher, haroi litztarif im'achar, v'yischayv zeh anishba al-kiv mamon. When it comes to eid echad, that's mechayv shvua, that eid echad has to be a kosher. A kar of a pasul is not going to be believed. And the Kesef Mishnah, and I quote, he doesn't understand where Rabbeinu got this halacha. He suggests maybe where he got it from. But at first glance, it seems to be a very big chiddush. Because the rule is, wherever you believe in Eid Echad, you believe even a kosher even an apostle, even an isha, a karev, it doesn't matter who. Everybody's believed. Says Rav Blazer tells her, you know what pshat in this Rambam is? Pshat in this Rambam is because at the end of the day, we're dealing with mammon. We're dealing with davar sheva mammon. What if the person doesn't swear? He'll be a mitoich sheni yachal avishav mishalin. We're dealing with, being that we're dealing with davar sheva mammon, anytime you're dealing with davar sheva mammon, even when we believe in eid echad, such as in a case where there's no cheskes mammon, or a case where the eid echad is believed al kopana to be mechayah shvua, the halach is that eid echad is going to have to be a kosher, that eid echad is not going to be a apostle. One other thing, and it's a very long classic Tshuva, Dovi always says, his grandfather, Rav Blazer tells her, wasn't just a Rosh Hashiva, he was the Rosh Hashiva. With the Hei Ayindia, Chaim chose him to be Masada Kedushin by the Briskerov's Chasana. Either way, so says Rav Blazer tells her, I'll tell you one other kasha that we marviach with this Yisoid, and that is a kasha for Rav Kiveiga. The Gemara says, Masach Yisku, Bistav Chav Bezim and Aleph, Minayin Shapesha Asa Hu Apesha Eter. Shenemar, Espiti Nasati Lishazeh. Fathers believe to walk in the Bezim and say that I married off my daughter to this man. My daughter's married, and she's married to him. From there, you know, Pesha Asa Pesha Eter. Why? Because when he says, Espiti Nasati Le'ish Asra, if I married off my daughter to someone, doesn't say who, she's now Asa to everybody. Hazeh, oh, it's him, Itir. Now she becomes Mutter to everybody else. Why is the father believed to be Mater, this woman, his daughter, to all these people that a second ago she was Asa to? It's a Davar Sheva Erfa. In Davar Sheva Erfa Pachas Mishnayim, must be because Pesha Aser, he's the one that made her Aser. Oh, that's how you know Pesha Aser, Pesha. Freak Rab Kiveger, it's mashma clearly in this Gemara that without Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitter, there's no way the man, after he said that as Bidin Asati Le'ish, would be believed to say Hazeh. Freak Rab Kiveger, is that true? It's not true. It's a Ran, not a Ran Chulin. It's a Ran in the third parak of Masechtas Kedushin. The Gemara tells this case where somebody walked into Bezdin, a father, and he said, I married off my daughter. I'm not telling you to who. She's also to the whole world. And then a man walks in and he says, Ich bin de Chusin. Here's my watch, my Zeiger. I'm the Chusin, I'm telling you. I'm the one that married this girl. The Loch is he's believed. Freak the Ran. Why is he believed? Ein Dovish ever pachas Mishnayim. So the Ran says, his big Yisoy, that's quoted throughout Shas, Ein Dovish ever pachas Mishnayim means that you need to aid them to create the Dovish of Erva. But being that over here, the Dovish of Erva was already created, he's not creating the Dovish of Erva. He's being Mevarer, the Dovish of Erva. He's not saying that there's a chosin. He's saying who the chosin is and who it's not. To be mevarer the davar sheva erva, that's something that even an eid echad could do. So, freik Rav Kiva Eiger, kedarkei b'kodesh, sfasayim yishak. I understand. If the father's belief to say esbiti nasati le'ish, that's clearly something that he has an amanus to have. Once he says esbiti nasati le'ish, it's pasha that he's believed to say lozeh. Even without pesha asa pesha hitter. Because why should he be worse then the Ran's Eid Echad, where you see Eid Echad is believed to be Mevarer, Dovah Sheva Erfa. So how do you know Pesha Asa Pesha Hitta? Because if not, how is the father believed to say Hazeh? It's a Dovah Sheva Erfa. No, this is not Dovah Sheva Erfa. For Haraya, any Yankel could walk into Bezdin and say it's me, and he would be believed. Why? Because he's only being Mevarer, and being that he's only being Mevarer, we don't look at it as a Dovah Sheva Erva, and even Eid Echad is going to believe beliefs. So, Freik Rav Kiveiga, how do you know Pesha Asa Pesha Hitta? That's Rav Kiveiga's grace of Kasha. Says Rav Blazer tells her, I'll tell you the Chilik. The Chilik is very simple. An Eid Echad is believed, but the only time an Eid Echad is believed when it's Negeya Mamin, which it's Negeya, is when the Eid Echad is a Kasha. But if the Eid Echad is an Eid Pasul, then the Eid Echad is not going to be believed. Because we just said, it's the Rambam, by Eid Echad B'Shvua, that the only time Eid Echad is believed by Dovah Sheva Mamin is an Eid Kasha, not an Eid Pasul. How do you know Dovah Sheva Erva? You need to aid him. We learn it out Dovah Dovah Mamin. That means it's going to be the same exact rule. That any time you have a davar sheba erva, even if you're going to believe in eid echad, but the eid echad is at the very least going to have to be an eid kasher. He's not going to be able to be an eid pasul. This father that wants to be made on his daughter to say who she married, he's a karev. He's being made on his daughter. Oh, he's a karev. Even though you're right, it's eid echad, but eid echad, a karev is not going to be believed. So says Rav Blazer, tells us, Miyoshev Rav Kiveiga's Kasha. Rav Kiveiga's Kasha is, why should the father be worse than the chosin? You know what the difference is? The chosin right now is a random person. Now, the minute he says he's a chosin, he's also a karev. But it's a catch-22. But he is a random person. The father is a karev. Being that he's a karev, he would have to be treated a little differently. If you want to look it up, it's in Tshuvas Rav Eliezer, Chelek Aleph, Simchav Zayin. If you don't have Tshuva's Rabbi Eliezer, it's out of print, but I'm pretty sure Dovi told me it's going to be back in print very shortly. So either way...